the song Dictating on Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, Lorenzo, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O, paragraph, dear Dr. Raj, R-A-J, Goswami, G-O-S-W-A-M-I, paragraph, this 47 years old, right-handed, non-diabetic male, same for electrodiagnostic studies on January 22nd of the year 2013 in Oakwood Imaging Center in Taylor, period. Paragraph, history of paragraph, he has been experiencing numbness and pain in both hands at least more than 6 months, period. Paragraph, he is working in the LECO warehouse, period. Paragraph, brief physical exam reveals that there's no obvious focal muscle wasting in the hands and tendon jerks symmetrical. There's no deformity in the hands, period. Paragraph EMG, paragraph EMGs were performed in both hands and arms and cervical paraspinals, period. EMG reveals moderate neuropathic changes in both right and left abductor pollicis brevis, period. Rest of the muscles sampled were normal, paragraph nerve conduction study, paragraph both right and left median sensory response is absent, both right and left ulnar sensory distal latency and amplitudes are normal, as well as evoked response, period. Both right and left median motor distal latencies are markedly prolonged, connection velocity is slow, and amplitude is reduced, and there is temporal dispersion, period. Right ulnar motor connection velocity across the elbow as well as in the forearm segment are normal. Distal latency and amplitudes are normal, period. Paragraph conclusion number one, this abnormal electrodiagnostic finding is compatible with severe bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome with both motor and sensory impairment with moderate denervation. Number two, there is no evidence of cubital tunnel syndrome. Number three, there is no evidence of peripheral neuropathy or cervical radiculopathy. Thank you.